welcome to the podcast edition of the SAMNet Australia newsletter, keeping the SAMNet membership up to date with community activity, conferences and events, and highlights on new research in the area of scholarship of teaching and learning and leadership. I'm Matthew Hill, and this is SAMNet News. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the February edition of the SAMNet newsletter. I'm Matthew Hill, one of the project officers for SAMNet, and just a reminder that if you have any thoughts, suggestions, or feedback for the newsletter, please send us an email because we'd love to hear from you. Let's get into some news. Section 1, Issue 10 of SAMNet's monthly newsletter. This month's question, have you any advice for colleagues about starting the teaching year well? Section 2, Conferences and Publications. We have two ACEL workshops. Firstly, the ACEL National Science Workshop, which is on the 2nd to the 5th of April this year at the University of Sydney. EOIs were due 25th of January 2013, but registrations are still open for everyone until the 5th of March in 2013. You can view more details on the email. There's also the ACEL Schools Science Workshop. This is on the 26th of April at Shaw School in North Sydney, New South Wales. If you know any high school teachers interested in improving science experiments and lab experiments for their students, pass this information on about the 2013 ACEL Science Workshop. Section 3, Connections and Events. Past events include the Perth Teaching and Learning Forum, which was on the 7th to the 8th of February at Murdoch University in Perth. SAMNet also ran 5 leadership development workshops in the month of February. These included workshops at Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, and Brisbane. Each workshop featured a one-hour session on Changing the Game, the ACDS National Centre for Teaching and Learning for Science and Mathematics by Liz Johnson, OLT Fellow from La Trobe University. Future events, there's the ACDS National Workshop Advancing the Science TLOs on the 22nd of February 2013 in Melbourne. And also watch this space for the URL for the new ACDS Teaching and Learning Centre website. This month's matchup, Deb King and Carmel Cody might consider contacting a new member of the SAMNet community, Judy Ann Osborne of the University of Newcastle. A mathematics lecturer, Judy Ann has some interesting ideas about mathematics at university and the impact of the quality of high school maths teaching and learning. Section 4, SAMNet Activity. We've had our February Leadership Development Workshops, as I've already described, which were run in Australian capital cities. They were well attended by SAMNet scholars and enabled sharing progress, ideas and advice about the projects, about leadership and about career advancement, plus connecting face-to-face with one another and sharing with SAMNet HQ. There was also a SAMNet talk at the Perth Teaching and Learning Forum. Manju Sharma and Will Rivkin and Mario Zadnik of the SAMNet Steering Committee presented Action Learning Projects to Build Leadership Capacity and Communities of Practice, a SAMNet update. Liz Johnson, also of the SAMNet Steering Committee, provided a session on plans from her OLT Fellowship for the Learning and Teaching Centre of the Australian Council of Deans of Science. Learning to Lead Change, SAMNet's Action Learning Projects. This is an article that SAMNet has published in the Australian Journal of Education in Chemistry. You can have a read on how your SAMNet engagement is contributing to collective development of the future of Australia's university teaching in science and maths. Section 5, Scholarship of Teaching and Learning. There's two articles, as usual, this month. First of all is by R.E. Collins, called Reflections on Teaching. Richard Collins of the University of Sydney details the characteristics of outstanding teachers and excellent teaching, and methods of assessment of teaching, amongst other topics, in this 2005 article. The second article is not so much an article, rather a broadcast by BBC Radio. It's called Is Surgery Scientific? And it's a little bit different. It's a broadcast of a discussion investigating teaching in terms of the development of practices in surgery. The broadcast addresses the difficulty of developing the art of surgery with clear parallels to the art of teaching. Well worth a listen. Section 6, Leadership Insights. The first article is by George Anders, and it's called How Great Leaders Communicate. It has strategies for using listening to influence. It uses American corporate examples, but the approaches can be tailored readily to the Australian academic context. It's good for distributed leadership as well as command leadership. The second article is called Using Twitter in University Research, Teaching, and Impact Activities. It's a comprehensive guide to using Twitter for increasing influence in leadership and teaching, particularly directed to university academics. It includes simple guides from setting up a Twitter account to maximizing impact and effectiveness. Section 7, Team in Focus. This month we have interactive lecture demonstrations with the team of Toby Hudson, Chiara Nito, Michaela Simone, Vanessa Gisbers, Siggy Schmidt, Catherine Bartomote-Afflick, and Adam Bridgman from the University of Sydney. Interactive lecture demonstrations, or ILDs, have been developed and implemented in chemistry lectures at the University of Sydney. We are targeting the perceived decrease in lecture importance and attendance by students. The developed ILDs were trialled in some classes in Semester 1 2012 and were more widely implemented in Semester 2. Data indicates an improvement in student engagement and also in student learning outcomes. In addition, surveys reveal that students are very positive about demonstrations and particularly the ILDs where worksheets were employed. All lectures will now be provided with the worksheets when they book an experiment. Interestingly, attendance did not drop in weeks 8 to 13 as it usually does. Results have been presented by Siggy Schmidt at a New Zealand teaching symposium in February 2013. A little bit about the team. Toby Hudson is a lecturer in the School of Chemistry. His research includes material structure, network materials, and crystal growth. Chiara Nito is a senior lecturer in the School of Chemistry. Her research areas include interfacial slip in simple liquids for microfluidic applications, functional micropattern surfaces, and superhydrophobic surfaces. Michaela Simone is a lecturer in the School of Chemistry. Her interests include carbohydrate chemistry, supermolecular chemistry, and bioinorganic and medicinal chemistry. Vanessa Gisbers is a lecturer in the School of Molecular Bioscience. With a background in gene therapy research, she specializes in methods of gene delivery by viral vectors. Siggy Schmidt is a senior lecturer in the School of Chemistry. His research projects encompass a wide range of both synthetic chemistry, inorganic coordination chemistry and inorganic solid state chemistry, and characterization techniques. In particular, X-ray and neuron power and single crystal diffraction. Catherine Bartomote-Afflick is a lecturer in the Institute for Teaching and Learning. Her research is in the field of educational psychology and includes a project on epistemic stances of academic staff at large research-intensive Australian universities. Finally, Adam Bridgman. He's an associate professor and the director of first-year studies in the School of Chemistry, as well as associate dean for teaching and learning in the Faculty of Science. His research interests include computational inorganic chemistry, bond order and the nature of chemical bond, and using electronic resources in chemical education. Section 8, Classifieds. Are you based in Perth? Do you want to strengthen your local community of practice in SOTL for teaching science, maths and related subjects? Contact Mario Zadnik, who is assembling a SAM West network. That was the podcast edition of the February SAMNet newsletter. All information contained in this newsletter can be found at www.samnet.edu.au. I'm Matthew Hill. Talk to you again soon.